Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
It is the Hagman Report for today. It is a Monday. Can you tell it's Monday? Eric the Tech, how was your weekend?
It was great and short.
Man, let me get situated here.
What's a weekend?
What is, seriously, it doesn't matter, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they all blend together. It's kind of like you folks. You know, I know there's a lot of hardworking people who watch and listen to the show. And do you have any time? It seems like... Yeah, time's on a, it's crazy. We worked, of course, all weekend. Many of the Shadow Ops investigators, myself, Eric the Tech, on a specific assignment. Folks, you'll be hearing about that at some point, I'm sure. Wow. But anyway, I have a great show lined up for you. Coming up first is something that I think we need to deal with. We need to shine the light of, well, God's light, the light of truth onto something that's taking place. And out of everything we could have opened with, this is so necessary because this means the fate, the lives of children. A number, upwards of 5,000 who are being put in harm's way. More on that in just a second. Folks, let me tell you about what I found. Three harmful foods. The number three, harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. You know, we live in quite an advanced era in human history, don't we? I mean, if you think about it, there have never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? Per the U.S., board-certified physician and expert nutritionist, Dr. Amy Lee. You've heard me talk about her before. One of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. And just wait until you hear this. Because of these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries. And I was able to verify that through someone who had gone to Europe and found that they could not get these three foods in particular. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. And now Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. This is great news because it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And folks, I would urge you to do this. Okay, watch the video. Go to three harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. And again, by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. And to find these, really to identify these three fake health foods, go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Hagman. That's the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Or click on the link in the description box below. And after years of extensive study, Dr. Lee put together a revealing video, totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at threeharmfulfoods.com/Hagman, or just click on the link in the description box below. And I want to thank them for being a part of our sponsorship package. We really appreciate them. And this is a good thing for you folks to really learn. Okay. Now, as I said, out of everything we could have started with this morning, the news, there's no shortage of news. There's no shortage of information that we need to convey to you from the DNC to whatever. But let me set this up for you. With me right now is a man I admire, I respect, a man of God, a man who has put together an organization called Vets for Child Rescue. Yes, yes, you know who this is. Craig Sawyer. Some people call him Sawman. Craig Sawman Sawyer. For good reason. I mean, his CV, bona fides, they speak for themselves. He has an organization called Vets for Child Rescue, and they save the children or the trafficked, and they catch predators. Well, recently, just very quickly before I bring them on, recently, there was an operation conducted in just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I believe it's Shelby County. And I've got my own story about Shelby County, Tennessee, going back to the O.C. Smith days of the coroner's office there during the Obama time period, the Bush and then Obama time period. That doesn't bode too well for that county. But this is not that. What this is Craig Sawyer set up this fantastic, well-run, I mean, you've got to appreciate how the attention to detail about this operation to catch child sex traffickers. Okay, now think about this. And working hand in glove with the Millersville Police Department, they were able, Vets for Child Rescue themselves, working in conjunction with Millersville Police Department, were successful in 71 arrest warrants to be issued. Now think about this, okay? You've got one organization working hand in glove with a police department, and that's a Millersville Police Department outside of Nashville. And together, working together, which is difficult to do on its own, they were successful. Successful. One operation, 70, we'll say 71 arrest warrants. The number is 71. Okay. All right. You with me? You tracking me so far? Okay. So here's what happened next. Who doesn't, by the way, who does not want to see children protected? We're talking about the most vulnerable among us. Who does not want to see that? Well, apparently there's somebody who does not want that to happen. The question is why? Because you see, after the warrants were created, and it's a whole process. What happens? The police department gets the warrants based on probable cause. It goes to the DA's office, and then of course goes back once approved. Information for probable cause goes to the DA's office. Warrants are issued, approved at the DA level, and then are executed. Well, within that process, and Craig can correct me if I'm not getting this exactly right. Within that process, in comes a guy by the name, and I'll name him. I've got no problem with this. And if you're listening, and I know you are, if you're watching, I know you are, feel free to reach out to me because I got some questions for you myself. Phil Williams, he's with Channel 5. He's this investigative news reporter out of Channel 5 down there in Nashville area. Phil Williams, what does he do? He finds out that this is happening, and there's his mug right there. Now, for as badass as Craig Sawyer is, he is much more eloquent and Christian-like than I am, apparently, because I don't have, I'll just leave it to him. But there's his mug right there, Phil Williams on Twitter. Comes in and files a complaint about this operation with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation against the very people Craig was working with, specifically the Assistant Chief of Police, Sean Taylor. Am I setting this up right? Okay, so. Which halts, temporarily holds in abeyance, the execution of the arrest warrants that would take 71 predators off the street. And statistically, those 71 would account for, during the lifetime, some 5,000 childhood victims. So the question is, why? Hey, Phil, why? Well, again, I'm bringing Craig on right now. Hopefully I set this up. Hopefully I did justice. But now Phil is kind of going on the offense. Basically, and this is my interpretation of this. If it's wrong, I apologize, but I don't think it's wrong. So Phil, sent some questions to Craig Sawyer based on whatever he thinks is inside information or whatever. And Craig turned around and said, wait a second. I'm not going to answer these questions. These are hit piece questions. You know how the media works, right? So, you got to answer some of mine first. Some of ours, Vets for Child Rescue, first. Fair enough, then, right? Phil Williams says, nope. Basically, F you. Okay, that's where we're at right now. So, but even more importantly, where we're at right now is you've got 71 people who are known or who have arrest warrants on their back walking around. Free as a bird, free to molest children. And think about that. What if it was your child? What if it was your child that was a victim of one of these people? Would you be angry? Off the charts. All right. Hopefully I teed this up for Craig. Craig, it's all yours. Craig Sawyer, Vets for Child Rescue. The link in the program description box. God bless you, my friend. You are just an unbelievable, hardworking guy, a martyr, really a saint. Not a martyr, but a saint in my view. Thank you for doing God's work. Did I get it right?
Well, thank you, Doug. Well, look, I just consider myself a busted up veteran and father with a broken heart for the children, trying to do what I can to stop the harm. That's really, if you understand that about me, you get my heart and where I'm coming from. And everything that I do is in alignment with that. So, and that's the spirit in which I come today, to ask genuine questions like, why is this reporter on such a vicious rampage against law enforcement? And by all appearances, to halt the arrests of these predators. Now, one of them came and is arrested and is in custody now, awaiting his trial. 70 more warrants were gained on these predators. Now, consider we have a 100% conviction rate. We've put away 27 so far. Not one person that we've arrested has ever gotten off because we're so careful in gathering the evidence before we ever bring them in for arrest. So, when Millersville Police Department tells me that they have the evidence that which they have very carefully archived and prepared for trial, that they have 70, and I've asked them repeatedly, and they say, yes, that's the number, and that's what the evidence that we have for processing, then I have high confidence in that. So no one is questioning whether or not these predators are vile. No one is questioning whether or not they're destructive and abusive and harmful for children. Yet this reporter wants to stop them from being arrested, and he wants to prevent them from being taken off the streets to stop their rampage against children. Now, these guys are not first-time child molesters by our observation. They were running counter-surveillance operations. They were very paranoid. You could tell they'd been at this for a while, some of them. They weren't coming for a girl, one guy. It was sometimes a truckload of them. They were coming to abduct the children, to sell and traffic them. Yet I cannot get Phil Williams to answer some basic questions. I've been asking him some very simple questions on social media, trying to get him to just come to his senses and pick a side in this battle between good and evil, the harm against the children or protection of the children, and he will not. And so after it seems that all of his ordnance was expended, all of his weaponization of his microphone, his bully microphone, against Sean Taylor, the assistant chief of Millersville Police Department, and then others, it seems like he's run out of a legitimate story. Now he's turned to Veterans for Child Rescue, and he seems to want to attack us. So let me just lay it out that he reached out to us now by email And I'll read his questions and I'll answer his questions in good faith, because we are proud of what we do. We have nothing to hide. Unlike Phil Williams, we have nothing to hide. So I will answer all of his questions. But and I'll read his language of how this man talks to people, the arrogance. But he would not agree to answer our questions, and he would not agree for us. He wants to interview me. He would not agree to us recording the video, because we know he wants to edit it. He wants to ask gotcha questions, take it out of context, edit it, and use it to weaponize against this operation so that the children apparently can continue to be harmed. And we can't reconcile how that is being allowed by Channel 5 in Nashville, how it's being allowed by Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, how it's being allowed by the Federal Bureau of Investigations, Homeland Security Investigations, the U.S. Marshal Service, or any others who could intervene and stop this attack against law enforcement. It is a very bizarre situation. So with that, I feel like I am going to answer Phil's questions on this show today, Doug. But first, I want to ask him the questions with this platform that we have of him, which are higher, I think, more important and more pressing questions than the petty, politically motivated, baseless questions that he has asked of us.
Okay, now,
is that fair?
Yeah, just so I understand this, you are saying right now on this platform, okay, I agree to answer your questions, Phil. We're going to do it right now on air in front of the world to see. But first, I'm going to introduce a series of questions to you and request that you answer these questions. Is that what we're doing?
Yes, sir, exactly. Okay. These are my questions of him first, and then I'll answer his questions.
All right, so Phil, if you're paying attention, if you're listening, and I know you are, here we go. Go ahead, Craig, at your fire at will, as they say.
All right. Now, these are just in no particular order. I jotted these down last night. So, Phil, what is your real motive for attacking Assistant Police Chief Sean Taylor? What is your real motive? Because you claim that it was over a political podcast that Sean did years ago. Well, why didn't you attack him years ago if that was your real motive? If his conservative outlook spun you into such a frenzy, why wouldn't you have gone after him right then? With all the guns blazing that you have now, all the energy, all of the venom that you have right now, why wouldn't you have gone after him? So now, years later, there's a sudden ferocity and urgency in your energetic attacks on him. Why? And my point is, the only thing that coincides, timeline-wise, is the operation that we ran in your region, where you should be alerting your people to how many vile predators are hunting children around Nashville. Yet, instead of protecting the children, you're out to stop those who do. According to your, I can only judge you, Phil, by your actions. So my question is, why? Why all the urgency, all of a sudden? Why didn't you attack him back then? Why now? Why wait till now, and why all the ferocity? So now that you've attacked Sean, then why did you shift fire? If it was over his political statements in a political podcast years ago when he was not in law enforcement, why are you attacking him now? And then why did you shift to the chief of police after you couldn't get any joy on Sean? So you moved to legally take his badge and gun, take his job, his livelihood from him. And your explanation was, well, anyone that believes conservative like that must be insane, and therefore too insane to have a badge and gun. That's dangerous. And you even mocked the police department by running an overly dramatized antic on your show, saying the people of Millersville are terrorized for fear that when they call law enforcement, they call 911, it may be the conspiracy cop that shows up. Phil, that is sub-tabloid level antic. That is not even journalism. I don't know what has you reduced to this. I don't know how you have been compromised threatened, or whatever has happened to you, but what you're doing here is morally and ethically wrong. And it screams cover-up motive, in my opinion. So if your original claim was true, that it was over Sean Taylor's political statements years ago, then why did you shift to the chief of police when you couldn't take his badge and gun with two hearings that I'm aware of that you immediately tried locally to pull your contacts in, your political favors, and try to have his badge taken as a show of force of how connected and powerful you are around there. When it didn't work, you shifted to the chief of police to try to stop the operation. Why? Chief of police didn't say those political things in that podcast years ago. Yet you attack. Your motive doesn't hold up because you're shifting your focus. When you couldn't get any joy against the chief of police because he didn't sweat you, you shifted to the lead detective. Why? There's no motive whatsoever other than to disrupt and halt this operation of serving these 70 more warrants. Now, folks, all of you who are listening, I have to point out again and again, this is about the children. Statistically, according to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, their estimate of the number of children that child predators harm in their lifetime, because it is a serial type of psychosis. These people that are very sick, that harm and rape and murder children, are not well. And it's a serial type of crime and a serial type of behavior. They don't tend to stop or be rehabilitated. Some harm hundreds of children in their lifetime. They're coaches. They are scout leaders. They're teachers. They want access that's unsupervised to children, and they abuse those positions as they abuse the children. They abuse that public trust and that access. So some of them, it's hundreds. Some of them are not very well. They get caught the first time because they're just very not wise and sick people, and they're dysfunctional. And so they say the average number of children that they harm is 70. So 71 predators that we have arrests and warrants on, and that operation alone times 70 children equals 4,970 children that these 71 predators will harm in their lifetime, statistically, if not caught. How many, Phil, are being harmed right now by these predators? How many have been harmed in the last 3 months that you've been attacking law enforcement rather than supporting and helping them? How many of those children's blood is on your hands, Phil, and Channel 5, who employ him? How many? And why don't you seem to care? What level of callousness and emptiness allows you to do this and have anybody support you? I don't understand, and I would like a genuine, from the heart answer. As a father and a veteran, I'm asking you, how can you do this? What business is it of yours, Phil, whether law enforcement have any internal procedural discussions among themselves? How did that become a news reporter's business? That's an internal law enforcement issue that you claim to be focused on. How did that even come to your attention? What business is it of yours? That's a legitimate question. Who tied you into that and brought that to your attention? It smells like political corruption and political motive, as though you're a political operative. It's an honest question. I would like an answer to it. How did that even come to your attention, and why is that your focus rather than the safety and the welfare of your community by informing them in good faith of what's going on? You boasted, Phil, that your reporting prompted Tennessee Bureau of Investigation to investigate Millersville Police Department. According to my reports and my reporting, TBI went and locked down Millersville to Police Department. You were so proud of yourself and your arrogance did you think your contacts at TBI would shut down the 70 Millersville predator arrests, Phil? Because that's what it seems like you're saying. And why are you proud of that? What kind of funding is behind you to do that? My understanding now, and just this last week, it's been reported to me, and we have to dig into this further, that a child trafficking ring from New York was recently transferred out to the Nashville area, as is the growing criminal network there, to supply all of the people that are anticipated to be coming in for their new trade show facilities being built. And all of the conference facilities and everything that Nashville is building up to host that type of industry, the crime is ramping up. And so it seems like that's what we may have disrupted in our operation, Phil. It seems like we stepped on your fellow criminal network. If you are tied into them, as your behavior indicates, it seems like we've disrupted something that's personal to you. So why are you behaving so passionately with such emotion if this is not deeply personal to you, Phil Williams? Law enforcement arresting pedophiles who are vile. And let me point out to you, Phil, when one of our people in the operation showed the nature of the chats that were sent in to what they thought was a 12-year-old girl, it brought military veteran law enforcement who had been in the military, it brought them to tears. And I don't blame them for one second, because it brought me to tears too. And I'm a hardened combat veteran. I'm a SEAL Team 6 operator. I've worked in several different agencies. I've lived in war zones for years. I've seen every manner of abuse. I've stood in mass graves, Phil. I've seen injustice. I've seen genocide. This should tear your heart out. Why doesn't it? What is broken within you? So why do you pretend? Why do you say that it's about a political statement, yet your clear motive is obviously all about stopping these arrests? It screams motive that cannot be denied by law enforcement any further. Why do you show no compassion for the child victims who, according to the indications and the warrants and the NCMEC estimates, represent 4,970 children? That should be your priority. Are you coming after me now, Phil, with your questions, your snide and accusatory questions, many of them on baseless information? We know who your source is. I'll get to that in a minute. Because it's an election cycle right now. And it seems like you're running out of legitimate material. Are you shifting fire to me because all your other weapons against this operation are falling short? That's the question I ask of you. Are you coming after me now because your smear campaign and local attacks on Sean Taylor, the chief, and the detective all failed to stop those 70 warrants? How much reporting have you done, Sean? Phil. How much reporting have you done on organized crime in the Nashville region in recent years? How much have you alerted your people, your watchers, your viewers? How much have you alerted them to the threat against their children in good faith? How much have you looked after the people there by giving them the real information that they need to make their children safe? How much have you reported on it in recent years? Any? I think that's an indicator of where your heart is and whether or not you can be trusted. Will you denounce and condemn the sexualization of children? I've asked you that online and you refused. You would not touch it. Will you denounce and condemn the sexualization of children? I will. Man, I denounce that. I condemn it. It's harmful. It's wrong. We interview the survivors. We meet them every day, and it tears my heart out. The trauma, the life sentence that it brings on them, those who even survive it physically, which many, and I would say most, by our understanding now, do not survive the trafficking. We'll make it even simpler. Will you even denounce and condemn child rape? If you can't, then you have no business being on the air, in my opinion. If you can't say raping a child is harmful and wrong, then what are you doing with a microphone? And Channel 5, why are you employing this guy? What level of compromise has he fallen into? What leverage does anyone have on him that he's doing this through your platform? Will you vow, Phil Williams, to support law enforcement who protect children and arrest their predators? Because you should, and there's no excuse not to. Support them. Why would you not? What would you say right now, Phil, to the six souls who harm and traumatize children with sexual assault? If you could speak to the predators right now, what would you say to them? I'll tell you what I would say to them. Stop it. Knock it off. We're coming for you. You should expect to get caught. God Almighty will bring you to account. We will be brought to account for everything that we say and everything that we do. No abuse is free. You will pay for it. Because the children are precious and they are sacred and they are worthy of love and protection. Are you worried, Phil, about the names who will be brought in these 70 warrants? How many will be caught? And why does it seem so personal to you that they not get caught? What are you involved in, Phil? Have you been told to get rid of the problem of this operation? Have you been told to make this go away, Phil? Because that is the indicator that your wild and frantic overreach presents. You're defending it with way too much passion, this criminal enterprise of child trafficking there. Why are you so adverse to addressing the pedophile and child trafficking issue? It's at industrial scale. Tara Lee Rodas and others have testified on it before Congress. There are so many arrests by the FBI, by the U.S. Marshals Service, by Homeland Security Investigations, who work with us on almost all of our operations. It's not anything that you can deny, and shame on you for calling it a conspiracy theory, Phil. What motive do you have? What rock have you hidden under? What planet have you been on over the last 5 or 8 years when all of these hundreds of arrests by these different agencies have been made? And how can we catch 71 predators in 2.5 days in your neck of the woods as just a small NGO and working with one small agency, one local police department? Why haven't they been cleaned up long ago? We got a problem. And you seem to be on the wrong side of this, and I just have to point it out, man. This, with now that you've decided to attack us and all your snide questions, and we see who your source is, there's no low to which you will not stoop, it appears. So I've got these pressing questions that I really demand that you answer now. Why do you call everyone who genuinely works to protect children conspiracy theorists? That is such an old and outplayed tactic to silence people who genuinely research and find out what's going on. Conspiracy theorists! That smacks of a desperation. It's an old school, decades old, outdated tactic. Just like throwing the racist card at someone when you lose an argument on merit. Racist. Come on, Phil, really? Haven't you trapped yourself in your own agenda here? Highlighting the fact that 71 children predators, child predators were caught in Millersville, right in your region. And since the 71 arrests and warrants agitated you into such a frenzy, don't you think the families of Nashville deserve to be alerted as to the level of child predation in their area? If it has you this excited, why aren't you telling them that they need to be worried? And not even worried, just alert and protective, and take proper measures to ensure that their children do not fall victim to this. The governor of Tennessee and the attorney general both call Grant Solomon's death a homicide, Phil. What's the nature of your relationship with Aaron Solomon, and why haven't you covered the highly suspicious death of his son, Grant? Does that hit a little too close to home for you, Phil? I think it may, based on our investigations and what we understand your relationship is with Aaron Solomon and all of the strong, Christian, decent families there who are very starved for justice and truth surrounding Grant Solomon's death.
So, Craig, let me just interject one thing here.
Yes, sir.
To be clear, Grant Solomon was murdered, correct?
That's the indication, yes, sir.
Okay. When was he murdered, and was there were there any suspects arrested, anyone charged with this murder?
No, I believe it was, I don't have the date. I believe it was within the last 2 years, though. Okay. And the problem that the families have there locally with it, Doug, is that there was a quick look-see, like, yep, nothing to be seen here, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And they could see that there was no legitimate investigation. I've heard the 911 tapes. I've seen a lot of the images and reports that the locals who have done that investigated it, and I've talked to the families who are surrounding Grant. So Grant was a very beloved young baseball star. He's a Christian young man. And he, according to the reports, he was going to report his father, Aaron Solomon, for having raped Grant and his sister throughout their childhoods. And he said, "Dad, I'm gonna report you. I'm gonna expose you when I turn 18." And that's when the murder apparently took place.
And your question, just to be clear, your question based on evidence is you found, you have reason to believe there is a connection to Phil Williams. Tenuous, maybe, suggested perhaps, but nonetheless, something that needs to be answered, and you're asking that question. That's where we're at with that. Okay.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. So my intention here, Doug, is not to convict Phil Williams in the court of law, to indict him, to crucify him, but to ask the questions of the public and of Phil that we should all be curious about, and law enforcement, more importantly, should be digging into and researching, and they will find all the details, and it'll all come out. If they investigate in good faith, this will all become known, and it needs to be. So right now, I'm just asking the questions.
Yeah, as well, we all should. And Craig, look, I am not unfamiliar. I should say, I am very familiar with not that case, but cases like that. And it breaks my heart every time I deal with certain law enforcement, especially when it comes to the specter of abuse, exploitation, and so on, homicide cases. Yeah. And Craig, I've had it up to here, man. I'm over this. I don't want to indict the investigative agencies in the cases I'm referring to, but I don't know what else to do when somebody just says, well, like you said, nothing to see here, let's move on. Yeah. And we're forgetting the victims, the most vulnerable, the most innocent people, we're forgetting about them. And frankly, I have had it with that kind of attitude. And to the police who are watching this locally, you know who you are. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Go ahead, sir. Continue.
All right. So, Phil, do you vet your sources? That's a straight journalistic question. Do you vet? Do you check to see who your sources are and what their motives are before you use them to harm others with your bully microphone? And I would suggest in this case, Phil does not, by my observation, because we know of two of the sources in this story. And it seems like they are the only sources that Phil is utilizing. And they are a crime duo. They are con artists, raised and live their adult lives as con artists. And now they are business partners. And between them, they are both under investigation by the FBI. They both have criminal complaints against them right now. One of them has 3 warrants for his arrest and a bench warrant. So there's 4. I don't think he'll be on the streets much longer. He's got 36 arrests in his criminal history. 36. These are Phil Williams' sources on this story. Why does he trust them? Why is he running with this? Why, if he didn't vet them, why did he just run with it without vetting them? I think the indication is strong that he didn't care to vet it. He wanted dirt. And he just wanted to run with it and revel in it like a pig in mud, or worse, a pig in his own slop, it appears. So, and the other one, we used her for a period to help with our social media. She said she was raised in a cult group and she was sexually traumatized and trafficked. And then she said she was in counseling and healing and that she wanted to help us. But the whole time we see now in retrospect, she was trying to build her own kingdom, her own newest grift, our newest con. And to do that, she apparently meant to destroy our organization so that she could lure people to support her and her corrupt business partner for what we call a kid farm. They claimed to have cabins that they were building and over 1,000 children that they had rescued. When we began to research that, we learned that that was not true. Where are the children? They could never produce the children. They changed their story every time. First, they said they were on their kid farm in a bunch of cabins. And we were able to look and have a see and like, nope, no children there. Where are the children? Then they said, oh, we had to give them back to Child Protective Services after we rescued them. And then they said, oh, we're keeping them all in hotel rooms. Well, Doug, if you do the math, on 1,300 children, as one of them claimed that they'd rescued, keeping them in hotels. How much is a hotel room for times 1,300 per month? What does that bill look like?
Way the hell out of my budget, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's not happening. So neither of these people can qualify for the certifications to be in possession or the transportation of children. You need a guardian ad litem status with their criminal backgrounds and their histories of fraud. Neither of them can qualify for these certifications. Everything that each of them says, we do not trust anymore. And so the one began talking with Phil Williams because we would not pay her extortion funds. She wanted hush money. We caught her operating against our organization to build her own. And when we confronted her, she went into lockdown mode on our social media. She changed the passwords and she added 2-step verification to her personal cell phone, effectively hijacking and holding hostage our social media accounts.
And this is someone you gave a chance to.
Dude, this is someone, let me just go into this just a sec. We loved her. We were celebrating what we thought was her healing and her growth. And we were promoting her and elevating her and cheering for her, prayed over her, ministered to her, counseled with her. we're giving her great credit, and we're so hopeful. And all the while, she was ice cold and calculating, like a serpent who just turned and bit us when the time came. And we, in retrospect, we looked back and started going through, and we could see where she was increasingly building her own kingdom, her own next grift at our expense. And instead of just doing it on her own, she apparently had no confidence in herself to do that. And by her actions, it appears that she thought she needed to destroy our legitimate organization before she could create her fake one. So very sick, very tragic, but that's her broken mindset. She's not healed. She's not well. She's very bitter. We had 6 or 7 people from our board of advisors, board of directors, and our team. We prayed over it. We had her on a joint conference, and we just asked her, in all honesty, when we caught her operating against us, what's your problem with our org? What do you think you're doing? Like, why would you turn against us? I mean, we'll open the hood and show you all the finances, everything you want to see. I mean, you've been part of our joint sting operations before. You've seen the nature of the vile predators coming after the children. You've talked about how heartbroken you are over it. You've seen the predators arrested and taken down and booked and prosecuted again and again and again. Yet you say none of it's ever happened, and that you're the only one with your corrupt business partner who ever did anything for children. How could you? Just broken, tragic, broken. I do pray that she continues to heal at some point, and that she's delivered from whatever is tormenting her and has her in such a broken, bitter state. But that's a low vibrational, horrible state, because what she has done is she's given insider video that she's taken that she thought could be damning or harmful to our org or mission to Phil Williams. And she's told him things that has him all agitated, and he thinks he can use to his advantage to halt these arrests. So she, in my opinion, is probably most responsible for the 4,970 children being harmed through the disruption of this operation. It's on her. That blood is on her hands and her soul. That's between her and the Creator. We don't understand how anyone who'd been on this side of the fight could turn so vile and so disruptive and so bitter and so harmful when we had never done her any harm. She never had any problem with us until we refused to pay the extortion money. She wanted hush money. She said before she left, she wanted a month's back pay and then a month's forward pay plus 2 weeks notice pay. So 2.5 months pay to go away quietly. We're like, no, we'll pay you what we owe you in good faith, but release the controls of all of our social media accounts in good faith.
And just to
and
be
she
clear,
would not.
Okay. Yeah. And just to be clear, hush money suggests that there would be something that she had on you, your organization, which was not. That was extortion money for release of your social media accounts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We didn't know what she was threatening other than, you know, a veiled threat of I'll do you harm if you don't pay me this money. We're like, sorry, we don't negotiate with terrorists. We're not negotiating with extortion tactics. The only thing you'll get from us is handcuffs if you don't turn over our property. So she wouldn't turn over the controls. And so it took us 6 weeks to wrangle whatever we could from her. There are some that we still have never recovered control of. So she's done great harm to our organization. And she was going and doing videos with her con man business partner, bad mouthing our organization with every manner of falsehood that they could think of, just to try to gain support for themselves. And then when we did not pay her, she went to Phil Williams and started trying to cook this stuff up. So this is the broken person that Phil Williams used as his source. And that's why all of his information is garbage. Because she had to fake things to try to be valuable. We don't know what Phil Williams paid her to do that. I think there's probably a story there to be investigated as well. But that's that's the deal with that. So I'm going to continue moving on. It's bad enough, but I mean, that's Phil Williams' source, folks. So why doesn't he vet the sources? You know, one of them's probably going to be, well, we'll see. We'll see what law enforcement does. But she has since been caught in felony theft. She used a credit card of our executive director that apparently she had access to, probably to buy food for some of the personnel during an operation. But however she got access to that card, she helped herself and she transferred almost $9,000 to her account. 2 months after we'd severed her and fired her third-party contracting promotional firm called Grow Online, once we severed, about 2 months after that, she stole almost $9,000 from our org. So, man, unbelievable. That's between her and the FBI and the Sheriff's Department and Wells Fargo Bank right now. So we'll see what happens, what they do with her. The money's already been recovered by the bank, by the way. Thank God. So,
you know, Craig.
Yeah,
your heart. You've got such a great heart. Your people have great hearts, and you give people the benefit of the doubt. You try to help them. You bring them really in your embrace, and it's kind of like Steve Quayle says. You know, the people that often you try to help the most or elevate are many times the people that will do things against you. But you're correct in your statement. It's between her creator and the FBI, the bank, and so on. So, but thank you for pointing that out. And it's just a horrific. I mean, as if this Williams thing is not enough, you've got this as well.
Yeah, the betrayal.
Yeah.
Look, when we were having the meeting with her, we prayed over it first. We approached it in love. We asked that the truth come out. And after 2 hours of her just being ice cold and calculating, manipulating, and not giving an inch on anything that she'd done, we just were asking her why. What problem do you think you have with us? Man, my gosh, you already have seen everything. You know our hearts. You know what we're doing. And she wouldn't admit to any of it. She wouldn't acknowledge. She wouldn't address the questions. And at the end of it, you know, all strong Christians, everyone was just saying, Kim, we don't trust you. We don't trust you. We don't believe a word you're saying. We see that you're lying. And we don't trust you as far as we can throw you. You can't be here in this operation anymore. You can't be anywhere near us. Like, we can't get far enough away from whatever that is. So once we severed our ties with her and no longer used her contract services, that's when she turned, that's when she approached Phil Williams, and that's when she got really bitter. So that's what Phil Williams is acting on with his whole rampage now. So this is an election cycle, Phil. Shouldn't you be covering election integrity and other important issues rather than child trafficking, which you claim to just be a conspiracy theory? FBI and TBI, meaning Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. I'm encouraging you, I'm charging you to investigate Phil and Channel 5 to get to the bottom of this apparent organized crime cover-up campaign.
All right.
So that's my list of him, and I'll answer his questions. You'll understand by the snide nature of how this guy talks to people that, it just is what it is. I mean, his behavior speaks for itself, folks. So anything before I get into this?
No, given I know you're a busy guy, so let's get right into questions from Phil. I've got a copy. Folks, if you watch on your screen, you'll see the questions, and I've got to say, it really... When I saw the questions, go ahead.
Yeah. So after all this, Phil wrote to our organization by email, and he said, I want to ask all these questions of Mr. Sawyer. And so one of the staff members wrote him back and said, okay, yeah, we'd We'd like to sit down with you, Phil. We're going to record the entire thing so that all of the truth can be told in its transparency. And so you're welcome to ask any questions that you want. And we've got some questions to ask of you in return in good faith. So let's do this. We'll, you know, you can fly to us. We can use an independent third party, or we'll fly to you. But we're going to record the whole thing. And there should be no problem with that if you're acting in transparency. If you don't mean to edit it out of context and weaponize it for your political agenda, that should be fine with you. And here's what he wrote back. Miss, I won't say her name on here. I don't want to drag her into this. So he's writing back to our staff member. If this is Phil Williams, if Mr. Sawyer interprets my request for an interview and opportunity for him to comment as a request for me to be interviewed by him or his allies, he is greatly mistaken. I am not interested in being interviewed by Mr. Sawyer nor any of his allies, nor am I interested in any sort of debate. Mr. Sawyer has falsely characterized my journalistic interest in Sean Taylor and Millersville Police Department as an intent to obstruct justice. Not to mention his other numerous falsehoods about me. And I will not participate in his continuing effort to wage a propaganda war against me. Well, Phil, if my questions of your behavior are a propaganda war against you, what is it that you have brought against Phil Williams? I mean, against Sean Taylor, calling him the conspiracy cop and running hit campaign and hit campaign and hit campaign against him, trying to take his badge and gun, harming his livelihood, threatening his ability to feed his family, demonizing him in the public, telling the public that they're terrorized about whether or not he shows up. He's a good cop. There's no question has been brought against his policing or leadership there. So shame on you, Phil, for that. So as noted in my communication with your organization, this is Phil in his email, I am preparing a story. Oh, he's preparing a story now against Veterans for Child Rescue, right? So he shifted fire. His attacks against law enforcement fell short. So now he's going to go against the veterans who are arresting the child predators all around the country. Why? What does he care what we do? In keeping with my responsibility to exercise due diligence, I am offering Mr. Sawyer an opportunity to answer my questions before that story airs. Well, gee whiz, Phil, why didn't you ask the chief of police or Sean Taylor or Veterans for Child Rescue for comment before you started your long campaign of hit pieces against us all? If that was your intent from the beginning, it seems like now that's a fresh idea that you're just starting that ethical practice. So below are the specific questions he says that I previously submitted to Mr. Sawyer and Mr. X, our executive director, in a separate email. Also, he says, in Contraland, our documentary, I'm glad that he watched that. I'd like to know what he, if he watched Contraland, what he thinks about Alfred Kinsey's attempt to normalize the child rape crime. I'd like to know his personal thoughts about that scourge on our culture. But in Contraland, he says we put together our team and veterans and running these operations and dealing with different criminal enterprises. He wants to know, can we provide any evidence that B4CR has ever intercepted any pedophile rings? Yes, Phil, go to our website. You're an investigative journalist, right? Go to our website and our arrest page, and all of that is on there. Some of these are traffickers. Some of these involved in criminal enterprises, Phil. Come on, dude. I just said, dude. Anyway.
I like
it. It's just so bizarre. I mean, so that's the nature of that question. So that's really the answer. Yes. The answer is yes.
If he's a journalist, one would think that the most rudimentary search would provide him the answers to the questions he's asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then his next question is, our name of our organization implies that something. Well, Phil, what any entity does is their mission statement. Our mission statement is the first thing you see on the homepage of our website, Veterans for Child Rescue. Our mission is to expose and combat child trafficking. We do that fantastically, Phil. I know that you're in your genius of your investigating expertise. You can't find our website and click on it and see mission statement to expose and combat child trafficking. You can't find that. Sorry, Doug. This is just so unprofessional and poor. So, yes, our mission statement tells exactly what we do, and that's what we do all day, every day. We expose it through Contraland and through our radio show and through all my public appearances and all my speeches and all our social media campaigns and our billboards and our NASCAR placement and on and on and on. TV show. All of it exposes it. And I suspect that's upsetting to you, Phil. And how do we combat it? We combat it by running joint sting operations like the one that threw you into a frenzy right in your hometown. Sting operations catching the pedophiles and disrupting their operations. There you go, Phil. That's who we are. That's what we do. Child could do that in a 2-minute internet search. Phil goes on to ask, in 2018, there's a local media story, and
it's about the child rape camp in the
Yeah, asking me how I was so easily duped. Well, speaking of someone that's easily duped, Phil, I mean, the mud's all over your face. So he's talking about a con artist named Screwy Louie. And he is apparently backed by some entity that really amplifies what he was doing. He was getting millions of views online. And I got a call from a third party who also turned out to be a con man saying, this was at 11 o'clock at night, saying, Craig, there's a local set of veterans that found an underground bunker. And this is what was told to me by phone. Underground bunker, there are children in it. The opening is too small to get the children out. And there were cartel members on the site, and these veterans chased them off. They can't get the children out, but they're strong pointing that site, waiting for local law enforcement to respond. Can you intervene? Can you respond and help them strong point this site? That was what was told to me in good faith, because that's what I was told by someone who I trusted temporarily at that time. I grabbed some equipment and I dropped it in my truck and I boogied over there. And what I found was law enforcement, Tucson Police Department, had already been there in force that night. And they were still there when I was there talking to this con man, Screwy Louie. Law enforcement left. And then Screwy Louie came over to me high as a kite, amped up on meth. He's a meth addict. And he goes, they won't investigate. There's a child rape camp. And I said, well, you show it to me. He said, sure. So he took me in. It was abandoned concrete plant. Big sand pit with, there was some woods around the surrounding area, and in the wood line was this homeless camp. And so Screwy Louie took me around and showed it to me. This is absolutely child rape camp, he said. He was narrating over the thing. Child rape camp. Here's where they hold, strap children to trees and rape them. And here's all this stuff. And there was children's stuff in the camp, and it looked highly suspicious. And my point and airing that and bringing it to the attention of a local reporter is, this looks suspicious. This needs to be investigated. And she agreed. And law enforcement agreed that it looked suspicious. And so they had been investigating. They'd been out there numerous times. So within about 48 or 72 hours, we were able to get to the bottom of that pretty quick. Talk to local ranchers, Tucson Police Department, and others, and learned very, very quickly, this Screwy Louie guy is an absolute psychopath. He's a meth addict, and he does this. He grifts for shock bait, clickbait, and he gets attention, and he makes pretty significant money with people donating cash, cash cards to him and gas cards and donating drones and quad runners to him and all this kind of stuff. So this guy was putting people with deer rifles up on billboards on the side of the highway in preparation to engage law enforcement when they arrive. So this guy is unhinged, trying to create a massive, you know, situation of violence. So we went through with the reporter and she aired it in good faith saying, hey, this is suspicious. So when I sat down with Tucson Police Department, they said, Craig, we are grateful that you showed up. All of our officers that have been out there, here are all the reports. Here are all the dates and times that we've been out there. I think it was like eight times or whatever in the last week they'd been out there. And we've got all the chest cam. We wear chest cams. We have all the footage of it. And I was reading the reports and I was seeing how the little child's earrings and the little toys that were found down in this bunker, they had looked at it and they were saying it was highly suspicious. The same as observations I had made. This is Tucson Police Department was saying, the first officers that were there were saying, this looks suspicious, man. We need to dig into this further. And so they had. And so backing up to the first night that I was there, we looked in and it wasn't a bunker. It was an overturned septic tank, a plastic septic tank. And the hole in it, while it was small, it was not too small to crawl in and out of. And there were no children in there that night. So what we found out through Tucson Police Department and the ranchers is there was a crazy homeless guy that had lived there. And apparently he had kids, and that's why all the child's stuff was there. And the straps, you know, investigating law enforcement, and they'd shown me photographs and of other homeless camps. They used these straps to strap boards to trees as shelving to keep that local javelinas, the kind of like the peccaries, but it's like a wild pig, to keep them from getting in all their food. And that matches up with the straps because the straps were perfectly vertical. They weren't turned at an angle to strap a small child to them. They were perfectly horizontal in their they're vertical to accommodate a horizontal board. And they were nailed to the tree, so you couldn't effectively restrain someone with those alone because if your hand can slip in there, they can slip out. So anyway, we investigated to the point where we were satisfied, okay, this was a homeless camp that this Conar Screwy Louie modified to some degree and then talked over and narrated over to make it seem like a child rape camp. Okay, well, we run real operations against real child trafficking, so we moved on. And we encouraged everybody else to move on from that one as well. So that's what Phil Williams is talking about there. He wants to bring discredit about that. Well, this has been talked about dozens of times, Phil, over the years. That was in 2018. So Phil Williams stuck in 2018 and he can't research and find any of these reports that have been done since then. So that's weak reporting and investigation. So next one, Phil says, in a recent podcast interview, I justified my work in Millersville by claiming that children were flown into the U.S. By sex traffickers. He stated that blah, 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 Nashville. So he's asking me about the child trafficking, the government-sponsored child trafficking that Tarley Rodas testified before Congress and others have testified. Now, Tarley Rodas was in Health and Human Services, HHS. She's a whistleblower. You can go. I encourage you each to go to YouTube and look at her sessions in Congress where she's talking about how HHS contracts private companies to bus and fly children, unaccompanied minors, meaning children without their parents with them, deep into the United States. Well, they're not doing it in the light of day, in broad daylight. They're doing it covertly like you would a narcotics drop, covert narcotics drop. So companies like MVM, who contract to the CIA, by the way, everybody, are moving children by private chartered aircraft with illegal tail numbers that register to companies that have been out of business for years, into private airfields after hours. When it's illegal to land there past midnight, they're landing at 3 and 4 a.m. Why? Why that time? And with an illegal FAA manifest that says cargo. It says cargo instead of souls, and 20 or 30 children sometimes are taken off of these aircraft and shoved into private vehicles or buses and raced off at high speeds. You want to cover something, Phil Williams? Cover that. Expose that. Expose what's happening there and protect your people and your children in good faith. This is not my theory. This is not my story. And Phil wants to know, have you demonstrated this or have you shot down any planes or have you disrupted or stopped these aircraft? No, we don't shoot down airplanes, Phil. We don't go crashing into airplanes with our vehicles on airfields. We do this legally. I don't know what kind of picture you're trying to paint, a vigilantism or something like that. We work with federal and local law enforcement, Phil.
The good guys, if I might add. Craig, got to take a quick break here. I know you were pressed for time. I want to get through all of these questions, but before I do, folks, please do me a favor. Go to thenewgutfix.com/Hagman. You know, I just found something fascinating. I'm telling you, this is for you. You know, all of this stuff really kind of wears on your metabolism, wears on your body. But what if you could restore perhaps your gut health in one simple fix? Now, according to one doctor in California, there might be a way. There is a way, in fact. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, he's a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy. He did a short video that he released to the public, which you can watch right now, but going to, listen carefully, the new gutfix.com/Hagman. That's the new gutfix.com/Hagman. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with one simple thing. Find out now by going to the new gutfix.com/Hagman. Just click the link, or by just clicking the link at the bottom of this video. That's the new gutfix, the new gutfix.com/Hagman. All right. Craig Sorey is my guest, responding to questions posed by Phil, Channel 5, and folks, you know what to do. Phil Williams, Chief Investigative Reporter, WTVF-TV, News Channel 5, you know what to do. I'm just saying, listeners, viewers, the information's out there. There's a voice telephone number. There's a Twitter account for Phil Williams. Just saying. Go ahead, Craig.
We have any video evidence? Yes, we do, Phil. And I have shown it to the congressional reps in Texas at the Texas Capitol twice. Why don't you know that? And no, this is not for you. I wouldn't share this with you. I don't trust you as far as I can throw you, sir. And I wouldn't share anything with you because you seem to clearly be on the other side of this. If you started exposing child trafficking in good faith, I would work with you. I'd bend over backwards and feed you all kinds of evidence and contacts, and you could really do some good in your community. But until then, no, you do what you do. You do your hit pieces against the good guys. He says our organizations occasionally partner with local law enforcement to conduct stings. What legal training do your chatters receive? Legal training. Well, for a long time, I utilized only in each state that we were operating, private investigators, licensed PIs, for very specific reasons, for credibility and for a command of the legal legal knowledge. And they all get training by the district attorney before we run the operation, so that it starts there.
I just want to look, the difference between this platform and other platforms is this. I don't know if you can see that on top. There's a badge and there's an ID card there. It's issued by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania or the various states. This does carry some credentialed authority within the Commonwealth, within the state. That's what Craig Sawyer is talking about, not some BSer out there on social media who wants to, maybe with good intent, maybe not, insert themselves into an investigation. This is the difference, folks, and Phil. This is the difference. This is mine. he's got Craig's got people for his. I'm sorry, but this really really hacks me off. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we've got people from every which agency that run operations against child trafficking, training and briefing our personnel who participate in these ops. So it used to be PIs only, and it was the DAs that kept telling me, Craig, why are you holding to such a standard? If you allow more people to participate, you could catch more predators. And since you're operating under our auspice, aegis, under our umbrella, we are briefing you on the elements of the crime and the elements of entrapment so that you understand and your personnel understand very clearly the scope of this operation, and we'll have personnel right there. So usually, Phil, the DA is right there in the room with us. Probably didn't know that. On this one in Millersville, that wasn't the case. But they always have a representation with us, a representative, one of their chief prosecutors usually with us. And they brief the team. They brief those that are participating in exactly, again, the elements of the crime and the elements of entrapment so that everybody understands the scope of what we're doing there. So there are detectives, law enforcement is in the room, and there is quite a bit of oversight. And all of the evidence, you can't prosecute anyone, Phil, on hearsay or emotion or rumor. It has to be the factual evidence of what the predator conducts. They have to conduct the crime of stalking and hunting the child for there to be any prosecution against them. So why you're worried, Phil, I don't know. But that's the deal with that. So the DAs are saying you don't need for every person to be a licensed PI in that state. You just need to be under the supervision. So we do give them classes and clinics from veterans and active agents of these law enforcement agencies that run these operations. So we've done it quite a bit. So that's the deal with that. And on another hand, really, it's none of your business, Phil, the inside operations, other than you just take it to the DA. If you have questions of that, hey, you know, DA, they can answer to the degree that they want to, because that's really the legal entity that matters there. On our website and social media, we've made claims about numbers of warrants being issued to predators. There's yet to be follow-up in support of these arrests associated with those claims. What's the explanation? Well, the explanation, Phil Williams, is you. In this case, you have done your very worst to stop and halt these arrests. Why? It's bizarre, and I would say it's even psychotic that you would ask this question. Why is the law enforcement agency that you're attacking, why have they not served the warrants that they were in the middle of serving before you attacked them and before you reached out to your contacts at TBI and had them disrupt and halt this service of these warrants? You're going to ask why? Is that so you can glorify yourself and do a little jig that the children are being raped right now, but due to your interference in this operation and your interdiction and your disruption? If there's nobody at TBI is ticked off about that, and the fact that you at TBI look like you jump through hoops whenever Phil Williams says you jump through hoops, and you ask how high, some of you. If that's not a humiliation to you, that you work and you answer to the likes of Phil Williams, then I don't know what would be a poke at your professionalism. I don't think most of you jump through the hoops that Phil Williams tells you to, but Phil Williams is pretending like you do. You might want to get a handle on that. So that's the explanation, Phil. Oh, man, I just can't believe this guy. And, Phil says, we talk about the push for global Marxism. And Phil, you don't have to do but about 2 minutes of search around the internet, and you'll have everybody exposing what's going on. There is a giant push for global Marxism. Listen to it. The people in the World Economic Forum and their agenda, read Agenda 2030, what they have, the language that they have in it. What is that agenda? What's their political worldview? What's their objective? That's what it all is. And Then he brings in anti-Semitism. Like, what? Hey, look, I've been criticized for supporting Israel, so now Phil's criticizing me for not supporting the Jews. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what he's basing that off. I think that's just a, again, when defeated on merit, you know, it seems like people like Phil just throw out the race card or you know, anti-Semitism card just to try to distract. I don't know what that's even about. I can't even address that. I don't have any anti-Semitism sentiments. So there's that. I do hate corruption. I love my fellow man, but I hate the harm that they do. So let's end it with that.
And the next one, $50 billion sex trafficking being a $50 billion a year industry in the U.S. alone. Please provide your source for that statistic. Are you out of your flipping mind?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to be so, but go on.
No. That's so the source for that is Jack Farmer. He is the real Jack Ryan that Tom Clancy wrote about. So, Phil Williams, you can go personally take that up with Jack Farmer himself, and you can fight that fight with him as to the stats. But he's worked with every major agency over the years. He's a legend in our national security space. And so you fight that out with him. The legend himself, man. I don't know what else to tell you about that. And he says, I've accepted money from infamous conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Well, I tell you what, Phil Williams, judging in retrospect on the accuracy of Alex Jones' reporting over the 30 years, he's way up here and yours is way down here. Alex Jones destroys you in his factual accuracy. So what you think you're on about there, I don't know, other than you're trying to connect it to something else that you can accuse him of. And we're, you know, paint the picture that we're accepting, you know, donations from him. He donated $100,000 to Veterans for Child Rescue in good faith with no strings attached, knowing that we would use it in good faith. And we did. We ran our first couple of operations with that money, and we arrested child predators of every kind and got a 100% conviction rate on him. So God bless Alex Jones for donating that. So we're grateful for that. Last question. He talks about the Moon family and wants to know our relationship with them. Well, none of your business, Phil, other than they're friends, and they've been very supportive of our operation, and we're grateful for it. So we have no business relationship with them, no official relationship. He's asking what my opinion is of their theology. Well, that's none of your business, too. They preach from the Bible, and they have freedom festivals, and they've invited me to speak there, and they've invited the people that come to those freedom festivals celebrating Jesus Christ and our Constitution and the freedoms here in the United States. Because remember, their daddy escaped communist North Korea, and their family hates communism for all the right reasons, for the same reason I hate communism. And my theology is the Holy Bible, 100%, cover to cover. This is what I believe. I worship Jesus Christ. So there's my theology. And there's our relationship with the Moons. They have been friendly and supportive of our operation, and we're grateful for it. So that's the end of that, Doug.
You're pressed for
time. I was a little long-winded, but anything else you'd like to address on that, sir, well, before we have to wrap?
Some of these questions are just absurd in my view, but the bottom line here is you were asked, for the sake of transparency, to assure no one misconstrues the other, I would appreciate if you would answer these questions in writing by the end of business today, Monday, August 19th, 2024. Well, hey, Phil, do me a favor. With your permission, Mr. Sawyer, he can cite this video. This is like a video statement to him and to the entire listening and viewing audience. Is that okay? Use this. There you go. That was
confirmed. We'll see if he does.
Well, hey, you know what? There it is. You've answered all the questions. You've asked yours. And I know you got to bounce because you are a busy guy. So,
yes,
man, you've been up the time difference. God bless you, my friend. Craig Sawyer, Vets for Child Rescue, if there's any one agency along with the Shadow Ops guys and save them, it is Vets for Child Rescue, and support them. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Doug. God bless you and God bless all of you. Please pray for the children. Pray for our nation. Pray for the attack by Phil Williams against law enforcement to end so that the children can be freed as their predators are arrested. We need these warrants to go through. They are good faith warrants. These predators committed the crimes in stalking the children. They need to be taken off the streets. His obstruction of this has to end. So pray against it. This is ultimately, it's a spiritual motive for the reason that people harm children, whether they're conscious of it individually or not. That's where the entire notion to harm children comes from. Ultimately, when you research it enough, you get to that fact. So God bless you all. Do pray over this situation diligently. Thank you, Doug.
Craig, I love your brother, and we will be praying for you and your successes, continued successes, and I would urge everyone to do that, as well as support Craig's mission. That's Vets for Child Rescue. The man is busier than I've ever seen him, and he's made a difference in children's lives, and for that, I just have to thank him. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was cutting it close, because he's got another interview, like, now. So, yeah. But folks, this, okay, you may say, well, wait a second. Isn't this kind of like bringing a personal, a personal grievance into the public? No. What this is about, and I would urge everyone to understand what this is about, because we spoke about this weekend. I got to tell you, it's getting very difficult to really take. You know, Craig Sawyer, the late Russ Dizdar, Steve Quayle, myself. I don't know when this was, 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago. We were called satanic pedophiles. I mean, some of the most egregious things on the planet by one individual, Daniel John Lee. And this is a matter of public record, and I'm not speaking out of school. I for whatever reason, I happen to find the judgment that we have against Daniel John Lee for, I think it's $2.5 million or three. I don't know. It's up there. My part was $750,000. I'm still looking for an attorney in Alaska that would attempt to collect this debt. Boy, I could use that. This platform could use that. The point about I mentioned about that is this, because this is not about me. This is about the bigger fight against child sex trafficking. This is about getting down and dirty, getting in the trenches, fighting, putting on the cuffs. The law enforcement, you work side by side with law enforcement, the very fine people who want to go after the child predators and the child traffickers. There's a difference there, subtle, but you know, not all predators are traffickers, but pretty much all traffickers seem to be predators, either literally or perhaps by definition. We're seeing right now a time of exposure. And I have to say this, the left, especially the left, many on the right too, but especially where the left comes in, and especially the media, the mainstream media. And you know what else? Some in the alternative media, new media, whatever. They're not comfortable with this level of exposure. And the question has to be asked, why? I've got grandkids. I look at them and I pray every night for their safety and that they never encounter this nightmare. So this is not just about a personal beef. This is exposing those entities, individuals, people who are trying to shut this down. Folks, if you're not angry yet, I don't know what to tell you. You know what to do. Hey, Phil Williams on this case, Chief Investigative Reporter, WTVF-TV, News Channel 5, Nashville, Tennessee. Voice, 615-248-5390. He's also on Twitter. He's also on X or whatever that is. Just saying. And Phil, if you have any questions, feel free to cite this interview.